Reem, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. Firstly, to introduce myself, my name is Muzika Ugabega. I am a lawyer. I currently serve in the Public Defender's Office in the Court of Appeal, but I wear a second hat, which is that of a rapporteur in the National Senior Council of the Judiciary. Now, when we talk about women's participation, then I perhaps serve as a model, an example of the efforts being spearheaded by our government to ensure women's participation in decision-making bodies and roles, because the body in which I serve is the management body for all judges, and from the lowest to the highest grade. Since the higher council was established in its current guise, it is headed up for the first time by a woman, and that is me, and I've been in place since 2022. Another example of successful in guaranteeing of women's participation and leadership. I do want to circle back to the point that has been made repeatedly about addressing or changing hearts and minds at the grassroots level. That's critical in the overall drive to boost women's levels of participation. And it's much hampered by the prevailing conflict in our country. Broadly speaking, I think it holds true of any countries, the changing socio-cultural mindsets is important. We need to change minds to ensure that people see women as being worthy of trust and confidence, as being competent. Of course, we also need to ensure that women are trained, they're informed, they're protected from violence with robust frameworks. But if you pursue those efforts, you can see fruit born. Of the over 5,000 judges serving in my country, of whom almost none were women when I began my career, now some 25% of them are women. Now, how have we achieved that goal? We have done it, for example, through ensuring that we take steps to ensure that women are prioritized in recruitment drives. For example, 2,500 judges were recently appointed in judicial appointments review, 840 of them women, a deliberate attempt to boost the number of women who were then trained in key judicial roles such as hearing cases of gender-based violence. These women now serve in, for example, circuit courts, places where they cannot permanently because of the prevailing violence and unrest, but they can serve any circuit judges to hear cases that involve particularly the rights of women. And so we have been taking steps along those lines. They were bearing fruit, and they've now been somewhat hamstrung by the conflict, by the war. That is stopping us going further currently, the uncertainty of the east of the country. We are taking steps to ensure that women take up decision-making and leadership roles as a way of ensuring that women are heard, they can prove themselves, and also boost their levels of self-confidence, encourage confidence and the willingness to stand amongst other women. They can see, I could do that as well, another woman has done it, and I could do it as well. We need to change a sociocultural mindset which previously insisted that men were competent to do certain roles and women could not. And one key idiosyncrasy of all of that is that often when women stand as candidates, men are more willing to vote for them than women are, because of that prevailing lack of trust in women's competence that has been so deeply ingrained, so deeply entrenched. And that is why we need to take steps to change hearts and minds, to change a sociocultural mindset. And we are seeking to do that, but we are, as I've said, hamstrung by this war. We're tired of this war. We're exhausted by this war. It is standing in the way of our progress. We hope that is something.